getting done with this this bitter cold, otherwise known as Monday in Fargo. Joining us, just did that as a lowly joke for a good friend, Dom Izzo, WBAY Television in Fargo. Hey, Dom, welcome back.
Thanks, guys. How's it going?
It's going great. You were down in Frisco, Texas, and a third year in a row for the Bison. Just an impressive run for this Bison football team.
Yeah, of all the great Bison teams, and there's been some really, really good ones here, you have to put this one near the top, maybe number one. It's hard to argue with them. They go undefeated. First time since 1990 they do that in school history. First time they've ever won 15 games in a season at NDSU. And obviously the first team since Randy Moss and his Marshall team in 1996 to go undefeated in the FCS and win the championship. I mean, they only had two games this season, guys, decided by single digits. The Kansas State game, obviously, to start the year, and then the come-from-behind win against Northern Iowa. After that, I mean, they were just dominant. The playoffs, I mean, was it 173 to 40-something? I mean, how they outscored their four playoff opponents. I mean, it was just domination in the postseason. And they almost seemed, after the announcement of Craig Bohl that was going to Wyoming, they seemed to be even more galvanized that they were gonna win it. I almost thought, in spite of the fact that he was leaving, and that certainly seemed to be the case over the last three games of the season.
No, we talked to Trevor Gebhardt about a half an hour ago about that, and asked him, you know, from a player's perspective, when you find out that information and the way that you find out after winning a playoff game, and you know, how do you adjust? Do the coaches adjust? And he was like, no, the coaches, they continue to be 100% committed to North Dakota State. Did you get the same sense, or did maybe you as a media member, Dom, did you get the sense that maybe they were start with one foot out the door?
Well, I mean, it's hard not to think that, especially when the report came out that both Craig Bohl and Brent Vegan were in Wyoming, or in Washington and in Oregon, trying to convince Brett Smith not to go pro, and then talking to his presumed backup in Jason Thompson, and we find out today that he's transferring and leaving the school. So, that was right after the New Hampshire game that Bohl and Vegan were in Washington and Oregon. We're talking the Saturday and Sunday since they played on a Friday. So you have to assume that the assistants were doing much of the game planning, but they also knew the type of talent they had on this team, that with 24 seniors, that I won't say it was on autopilot, but they knew that they could. It was a mature team that could handle this, but we also knew, guys, that there was going to be some awkward moments with this whole thing and how it went down, and considering the staff was staying on. That just doesn't happen in college football, as you guys well know. But it didn't seem, like I said, and what Trevor told you, I know is 100% right on, they didn't seem to be bothered by it one bit, because it certainly didn't seem it on the field. That Coastal Carolina game was the game right after Bohl announced he was going to Wyoming, and that first half was a statement, because they came out just blowing the doors off Coastal Carolina, and that game was over by the end of the first quarter, really.
Tell me what Bohl is like, and tell me what Kleiman is like. What kind of a coach, you know, the difference between those two guys up there in North Dakota State?
I won't say that Chris Kleiman is a laid-back guy, because I know he's pretty intense, but you know, you knew the intensity was there with Craig Bohl and kind of the CEO persona that he gave off. I don't know if we have that in Chris Kleiman. I know the players respect him. They love him. If you guys saw at the end of the game, he got a Gatorade bath as well that was delivered by Cole Jurek and Christian Dudzik. And for the returning players, I know that they're super excited about him coming back and leading this team forward for next season. But they are two totally different guys. They're both great football minds, but I think they're both going to – they will run their teams very differently, where I think Kleiman – will still be probably hands-on on the defense, where Bohl kind of, I won't say deferred to Kleiman over the past couple of years, but I can't, you know, we're closed out of practice, as you guys well know, so I'm not sure how much hands-on he actually had with the team, but they're polar opposites in terms of probably how they approach things, and that's the one thing I'm curious about when we see spring football begin in April.
Any chance we'll see Wyoming and North Dakota State play a home and home series in football?
Well, definitely not. They're not definitely coming to Fargo. We can bet that one in the bank. I don't think so. I think whatever, even Wyoming's AD a few years ago, after NDSU and Wyoming played, and the Bison nearly won that game, it was a game they probably should have won. One of the three FBS games they've lost, in each of the games they really should have won. The only one they were out of it was the Iowa State game in 2009. I don't see that happening anytime soon. I do see them playing a Mountain West team, though. I wouldn't say that's far off, but an Air Force, a New Mexico, that's something probably where NDSU, that granted, that's not a big recruiting area, New Mexico. Air Force would be in Colorado. They haven't gone much into there, but
USD's been there or is going there. Yeah, I keep forgetting.
But that's something where, you know, that would be a potential, but they're not going to be playing Wyoming anytime soon. The interesting part is obviously that Wyoming plays Montana to start next season, and then Montana will play NDSU. So Wyoming's going to get bowl one way or the other next season.
Is there a sense of relief now with these players and the team that, okay, the season's over, everything that's happened, we can just take a deep breath. We won the championship, went undefeated, it was historic, and now we can just move on to the off season and the next phase?
I think so. I think that was very much apparent yesterday when the new coaching staff, three new members yesterday, and Kleiman still has a couple more hires, but you could tell that they were ready to turn the page and start on 2014, and I think they'll enjoy it. The middle of February, once signing day is come and gone. But you guys know this is the grind right now. The next 28 days between now and February 5th, to finish up this recruiting class. And obviously, you know, there's the conspiratorial minds out there that now Wyoming needs a quarterback, and NDSU got a really good one out of Omaha and Easton Stick, and you're wondering, you know, it's not in the contract that Bull had to not go after any NDSU players, yep. But, you know, how do you really enforce that? And that's something, obviously, that the Bison coaching staff now is trying to, I know yesterday and the next couple days, is for the guys that have already verbaled to make sure they stay committed to the program. And I know there's a few guys that have already tweeted they were committed to the program, not to Craig Ball, but Nebraska is one of that spot, guys. You know how much of a, not a legend, but how much he was preferred in that state and how much the coaching staff likes him and Steve Stannard, who he's taken with him to Wyoming. And that's something that NDSU's probably got to be a little bit guard against, because knowing full well what's out there.
Hey, Dom, tell us about the crowd. How many folks from Fargo and how many Bison fans were down in Frisco, Texas?
I saw some of your tweets. The number we were going with was about 17,000 out of, you know, a little over 19,000 in that stadium. You guys watched. The ironic thing was some of the Towson fans didn't know any better. They were wearing yellow on Saturday, so they just blended in unwittingly to the Bison fans, and they didn't know that till, you know, Saturday morning, I think, because obviously they didn't know that NDSU was going to wear its gold jerseys again. But it was overrun. I think everybody that missed out on the first two trips, they certainly heard from their friends that this, you know, and I'm not going to say it's the last go around, because I think this Bison team coming in 2014 is very talented, and it would not shock me if they made another deep playoff run. But for a lot of people, I think they got the sense that this is the perfect way to say goodbye to this group that has given them plenty of memories over the past 4 years. Yeah. And they were everywhere, guys. I mean, you couldn't go anywhere in that town without running into somebody. I mean, they were in the Towson Hotel. I mean, they shut down two of the more popular bars that Bison fans have been to just because they were so overpopulated. And I think personally, and this was something we were going with, that the Pep Fest was harder to get tickets into than the actual game. I think more people wanted to go to the pep rally on Friday night, which they capped out at 10,000, than the actual. I think you could still get tickets to the game fairly easily on Saturday. That was the harder thing to get into, was the pep rally on Saturday night.
My people.
Yeah. Tubbs' people, yes. And you probably owe a lot of money to most of them, too, Tubbs. He's Dom Izzo, WDAY Television in Fargo.
Why do you think I don't go to Chubbs anymore? I know better.
Well, let's switch over to basketball. This NDSU men's basketball team, how good are they? And is this the team that is going to be one of the top teams to beat when they come to Sioux Falls for the postseason summit tournament?
I think so, and I think that's the thing that for Bison fans now that's trying to transition, and some will, to recognize how good this team is. And if you guys saw over the weekend, Notre Dame went and beat Duke, and obviously the Bison went and beat Notre Dame earlier this season, a couple weeks before Christmas. So they are loaded. Obviously, the Summit League play starts on Thursday night, and knowing full well that Nate Walters is now gone from South Dakota State, they have five seniors back for the Bison, that with Denver into the mix, I know that they're going to be heard from somewhere down the line. The Jackson Bison always will play close games. I think Omaha is pretty good. Obviously, though, they're not eligible for the postseason tournament. But those are the teams to look out for. I think Fort Wayne will be heard from. They lost their best player, obviously, to graduation. But Those are the teams. If it's NDSU, SDSU, and Denver to fight for the automatic bid, and I can't wait for the next 2 months to see how that's going to play out, because this team is loaded, guys. They have a ton of experience. We just, my weekend guy, Jody Norstedt, was telling me they have a chance to have five guys all go over 1,000 points, which has never been done before in NCAA history, on the same team. And play their whole careers with one school, and they have a chance for that. And that just tells you the kind of experience. And if you guys know basketball as well as I do for postseason in the NCAA tournament, the teams that mid-majors make a lot of run, they have a ton of experience, and this team does. We'll see what happens, obviously. It all comes down. Here's the biggest thing, guys. As you know, the Summit League champ only has to win two games to go to March now because of the odd number of teams in the Summit League. So you get a first-round bye. Then all you got to do is win two games instead of three this year. So that's a really added incentive to win the league.
Good stuff. Hey, Dom, glad you had a good time down in Frisco. Hopefully you didn't put too much on the company's credit card when you were down
there. Don't say that out loud, all right? They might be listening. So.
Hey, thanks for the time. We'll talk some more basketball next time.
Sounds good, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Izzo, WDAY Television up in Fargo.